And now, Perrier-nominated comedian, Jimmy Carr.
Well, thanks very much. Hello. I'm Jimmy Carr. We'll move on, shall we? My girlfriend said she wanted me to tease her. I said, all right, fatty. I think it goes without saying. I'm glad you agree. I should explain what I've got on this evening, the suit and the shirt. It's less a fashion statement, more a cry for help. I just want to make it absolutely clear I'm not gay. Unless you're from Newcastle. And by gay you mean owns a coat. As you will have already ascertained, I'm very middle class. And I'm from the home counties. So I don't have an accent. This is just how things sound when they're pronounced properly. They say travel broadens the mind. Except for with Americans, where it tends to widen the arse. But don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against Americans. It's just one came up to me after a show a couple of weeks ago and said he thought I was patronizing. I said, well, I think you'll find that's pronounced patronizing. It means when you talk down to someone. Did you know you're 8 times more likely to get mugged in London than you are in New York City? It's because you don't live in New York City. When people say they hear voices in their heads, as opposed to where exactly? Hearing voices in your legs. That's proper mental. I saw an advert for adult literacy classes in the newspaper. Are there any single men in this evening? My eyes are drawn to you, sir. Don't panic, I've got some advice for you. If you really like a girl and you ask her out, and she says to you, I love you like a brother, suggest a weekend in Norfolk. Unless you're from Norfolk. In which case, it probably is your sister. I've got a friend that picked up 2 girls last week. I said, they're like buses. He said, yeah, you wait ages and then 2 come along at once. I said, no. They are like buses. Someone came up to me after a show last week and complained about that joke. Quite a big boned girl. She said, I think you're fattest. I said, no. I think you're fattest. Someone calls Admiral Insurance every 6 seconds for a quote. What a nutter. Environmentalists tell us that every day an area the size of Wales is destroyed. Why is it never Wales? My girlfriend's reading a book at the moment, one of these new age things. It's called Women That Love Too Much, which I think could have the title shortened to Sluts. I bought my girlfriend a book recently. It's called Cheap and Easy Vegetarian Cooking, which is ideal for her because not only is she a vegetarian, The reason old men use Viagra is not because they're impotent. It's because old women are so very ugly. I can assure you that's funny because it's true. I went up to the airport information desk. I said, how many airports are there in the world? She said, I don't know. I went up to the check-in desk. The girl said to me, window seat or aisle? I said, window seat or you're what? Are you threatening me? She said, no, calm down. Window, seat or aisle? I said, I'll have a seat. I bought one of those round-the-world air tickets. £1,200, amazing value. 37 hours later, I arrived back at Heathrow. Now, boxers don't have sex before a fight. Do you know why that is? They don't fancy each other. A lot of people say modern art is pretentious, but I look at it like this. If you eat a lot of spicy food, you can damage your sense of taste. When I was in India last year, I was listening to a lot of Michael Bolton. My sister had a baby, I went around to see her. She said, you want to wind him? I said, I give him a dead leg, shall I? Cats have got 9 lives, which makes them ideal for experimentation. A dog is for life, not just for Christmas. So do be careful at the office party. Watching sex on telly with mum and dad, that's embarrassing. I didn't even know they knew how to use the camcorder. A very common male fantasy is to have 2 women at the same time. One to cook, one to clean. Now, I've got a friend, she's got a theory. She reckons the way to drive a man wild with desire is to nibble on his earlobes for hours and hours. I think it's nuts. In Pizza Express, you can now get garlic bread with cheese and tomato. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That's a pizza. When it comes to charity, a lot of people will stop at nothing. I saw a charity appeal recently in one of the broadsheets, and it read, little Zuki has to walk 15 miles every day just to fetch water. And I couldn't help thinking, she should move. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking to you this evening. I would like to leave you with one frightening fact, if I may. I'm not sure if you're aware of this frightening fact. If you took all the money that we in the West spend on food in 1 week, you could feed the third world for 1 year. Now, I don't know about you good people, but I can't help feeling we're being overcharged for our groceries. I've been Jimmy Carr. Thank you very much indeed. Good night. People with Tourette's. What makes them tick? That was originally about suicide bombers. I've toned it down for you.